ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
Maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Start speaking Japanese in minutes and learn about culture and customs in just minutes more with Japanese Survival Phrases, a completely new way to master the basics of Japanese. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
This course is designed to provide you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Japan. You'll be surprised at how far a little Japanese will go. My name is Sachiko Nakagome, your language teacher and cultural guide throughout this introductory course. Now, I know that four names can be difficult to remember, so I'll break down my name so that it leaves a strong impression on you. My first name is Sachiko. Sachiko, which means happy child. My parents wanted me to be a happy child. Isn't that sweet? My last name is Nakagome. Nakagome, which doesn't really mean anything in particular, except you write it with the characters for inside and include. So I was raised in Osaka and New York, which explains why I talk so fast. My job is to help make your trip to Japan as enjoyable as possible. A few words here and there can really help you get around, get connected with the locals, and share heartwarming experiences. I want you and everyone you encounter in Japan to have a great time. So stay tuned to Sach and Ganbatte kudasai, which means hang in there in Japanese. Now, wherever your destination may be, manners are a must. And in this respect, Japan is no different. So in our very first lesson, we'll be taking a look at a phrase there is no excuse not to bring with you to Japan. Again, I'll stress this over and over. A little bit of the language can go such a long way. In Japanese, thank you is arigato. Arigato. Let's break this down by syllable. Arigato-u. Now here it is again. Arigato. Now, similar to other languages, there are more casual ways and polite ways to express this phrase. Let's start with, you guessed it, the casual way. In Japanese, thanks is domo or arigato. But remember, arigato is quite often followed by gozaimasu, which makes it very polite. Domo is actually an abbreviated form. Let's take a look at domo. Slowly, it's どうも. 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 This is the simplest and shortest way of saying thank you, so there's no excuse for you not to know this. Again, it's どうも. Can you repeat that? どうも. Great. It's much safer to stick with ありがとうございます. Or be even more polite. For those very special occasions when someone goes above and beyond the call of being kind, when someone is extremely generous, or for any other time that you're extremely grateful, we have the following phrase, Domo arigato gozaimasu, which is roughly equivalent to thank you so very much, oh my my. Once again, it's Domo arigato gozaimasu. And if you notice, it's all the phrases we covered put together in one sentence. どうも ありがとうございます. どうも ありがとうございます. Again, it means thank you so much. Oh my my. So let's just recap here, going from most polite to most casual. Thank you very much is どうも ありがとうございます. どうも ありがとうございます. Thank you is ありがとうございます. ありがとうございます. And the shortest, quickest, dirtiest way is どうも. Again, どうも There's no excuse for you not to know this. Okay, so to close out today's lesson, let's practice what you've just learned. I'll give you the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud in Japanese. You got that? I'll give you a few seconds before I give you the answer, so good luck! 頑張ってください! Which can also mean good luck in Japanese. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
ありがとうございます. ありがとうございます.
Next question. Thank you very much.
どうもありがとうございます. どうもありがとうございます.
And the quick and dirty way. Thanks.
どうも. どうも. どうも.
All right, that's going to do it for today. See you later, which in Japanese is またね.
Go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one. With Japanese survival phrases, you'll learn to speak with proper pronunciation and learn cultural insight and other insider information that will shock and amaze your friends, teachers, colleagues, and people you meet along the way. Go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.